Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Saturday edition of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I am joined, as always, by a panel of very funny people. We will meet them in just a second. I want to let you know you're listening to Bad Advice on Skid Row Studios. Please tune in to all our fun shows. You can reach us here if you want to call and be part of the show. The number here is 800-893-9562. You can call us with your questions. You can also call us if you just want to join in and talk about some of our stories. What are you doing over there, Vic?
I'm just chewing on my nuts.
And that's a great way. That's how we like to start the show, with somebody doing
banana.
That. All right, I want to introduce who we have on the show. To my left today is the lovely Shay Yuval.
She does look lovely.
She doesn't. She always does.
Yeah, she's super cute.
Isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of hot. But so are you. You see, now for a first time here on Bad Advice.
I
want everybody to welcome Marie Del Preti, a good friend of mine. Very funny lady. You can see her performing all over. We'll get into that later.
Thank you.
You know what I don't like about her?
About no Marie, really?
Really?
Girl, I got your back. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I am really not happy that she seems to be engaged or attached to some guy.
No, I'm married. I just don't like the wedding ring anymore.
So
now
thing.
I like her.
She's married, so she's not engaged. It's not like she's into it, so she's totally available.
No, I love that, actually.
Well, I don't really like him anymore either. That
what?
Just goes, well, you know.
Is it
I
time?
Love him. I don't like him.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's good for a ring.
Now
though.
I really
good
like
for
him.
A ring.
We're going to get along.
Something you should know. Vic is very fickle. You'll find, like, we have something we do on the show, which is like, which story makes Vic angry? We don't know necessarily when it's going to happen. We just know that it will.
Well, I guess the story of my engagement ring makes him angry.
It did. Now I'm actually happy because you seem pretty open. Sounds like you guys
bounced back.
California marriages.
He has bounced back quickly.
He's back with us.
I do. I love you.
Most people do. It's crazy.
That's great. There's
Italian,
video.
Right?
Apparently, yeah. She's telling you to take a number.
Only if we're doing a train. But that's later. Different show. All right, we have Vic Cohen. Vic Cohen, say hello to the people.
Hello, everyone.
Nice. And Ken August. Ken August is the host every Sunday of the weekly wrap-up. Sundays 4 to 5 here on Skid Row.
Happy to be here, buddy.
Nice. If you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, what we do is we take news stories from around the world. These are people that I feel could benefit from advice, but were either too busy or too stupid to ask. So we'll help them out. And also, we take listener questions. You could submit your questions on our Facebook page, so make sure you like Bad Advice on Facebook. Or you can just call them in, 800-893-9562. You can also subscribe free on iTunes. We'll get started with our first story. This one comes out of Kansas. I like the headline. Ashley Clevenger claims Gregory Davis ejaculated on her feet during massage at a Kansas Gold's gym.
Been there.
Excellent.
Nice. Right?
Been there.
Yeah. At a Gold's gym from a trainer.
Yeah.
What is she complaining about? I mean, at least, like, he knows, like, she thinks she's hot. You know what I mean?
At least,
like,
it wasn't in her face.
Exact. Good points.
Chris.
Well, I'll read you the story, and then we can
could
jump
just be
in.
Bad aim.
You know what? He was working out.
It says, yeah, here's, you got to like the reporting. It says, this was no happy ending. Apparently, a Kansas woman is suing her physical trainer for allegedly rubbing his penis and ejaculating on her feet during a post-workout massage. Apparently, after completing her workout at the Gold's Gym in Miriam, Ashley Clevenger accompanied Gregory Darrell Davis to a room which was designated and equipped for massages.
And all this happened inside some woman named Miriam? Is that what I'm to understand?
No, location.
No, Miriam was the same.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay, thank you.
No. Clevenger of Jackson County was lying on her stomach when she says she felt something strange on her feet that did not feel like Davis's hands.
Maybe that's his way of using, you know, lubricant.
You well, know, that's like what I was saying.
You know what? All those damn motion. Trainers do that. They stretch you and they lean up against you. I know all about those.
Wait a minute. Is this against the law, what he did?
Was it in the guidelines of Gold's Gym?
I don't feel like it is because it's organic matter. You know what I mean?
Is he married?
Does it say no coming on feet in the Gold's Gym handbook?
I don't know if there is a specific sign for that.
Well, feet bare.
Bodily fluid.
Clevenger, in her suit, Clevenger claims that she immediately turned over to find the defendant, quote, rubbing his exposed penis on her feet and then ejaculating on her.
Perhaps he was cleaning up.
Yeah.
He was literally rubbing his genitalia against her feet?
Yeah.
Well, he has a fetish for the feet.
I thought...
I think is this woman, you know, you said earlier, like, at least he thought she was hot. Maybe not all of her. Like, seriously, he probably looked at, like, her face, her boobs, her ass, and go, I'm going to have to come on her feet. It's the best looking part of her.
I thought the general rule in a gym, though, is as long as you wipe down the equipment when you're done using it, that's fine.
He was wiping down his equipment.
I never go to the gym, but I assume
he was confused. Yeah, he did wipe down some equipment.
Is that like a soft rape? Is that what that is? I don't know. Is it rape adjacent? It's like, I don't know.
You're starting to sound like a Republican.
Maybe the feet were dressed in a way they were asking for it.
Rape is rape.
Yeah, rape is rape.
No means come on my feet. Isn't that the saying?
Can we just not
like
call
I
it
say, this? Her feet had that come hither look.
Let me just
we're asking
thing.
For it.
I really don't like the C word. Why don't we call it, let's be a little more sophisticated here and call it his ejaculate.
No, I won't do that at
his
all.
Semen.
So clinical.
His semen.
We're better than that.
But that could just be like his friends in the Navy.
Yeah, that's what it
is. So is this considered sex or not? I mean, like, is this considered sexual harassment? Like, what is this considered?
Well, okay, listen, you have three guys here who would consider it an afternoon. you two are the ladies. What would you consider? Like, if you were getting a massage and all of a sudden you heard that little sound, which right. I'm assuming
there's
I
no
may
what
is
that?
Exaggerate.
Sound.
Why do you have a clown penis? What is that?
I would have kicked him so hard by accident.
Okay, on the ride here, we were talking about this, and I was explaining that in my head, you know how, like, when you're having
there's
sex,
music playing.
I always hear, like, you know, the little Jack in the Box song as I'm getting close.
Which, by the way, tells
and
you
then
why.
When you get really close,
his
like,
a weasel.
That's the sound.
His is a weasel. A weasel. He told us so much.
Tells
Drew.
You, by the way, why Drew only has sex with crazy people and children, by the way. But that's a different story.
And it's fetish.
Yes. And people on the train love this story.
I noticed how I've been, I literally noticed how I was gripping my banana.
It's so scary. The whole
they have
time.
A strong hold of a banana as we discussed this.
It's like the banana squishing out the side just like the guy.
He's aiming for your feet.
Oh my God.
So I guess
aim low.
Before we move on, the advice, I'm not sure whether to give advice to the guy or the woman. I will give it to the guy first. My advice here is A, you know, bring more lubricant with you, you know, like oil or lotion for the massage. That way you won't run out.
It seems
here's
fair.
Here's my advice. You're an idiot. And you're now a
the
sex
guy
offender,
or the woman?
How is she an idiot?
He's an idiot.
He screwed up. Okay.
He's an idiot. He's a sex offender now. His life's fucked. He's a moron. If you're going to come on feet, do it on your own. That's what I do.
Do it on your own?
That's what I do.
I know your feet. And if I were you, I wouldn't even look at your own feet.
That's funny. How dare you talk about my feet?
Okay, moving on. We have the Delaware daycare workers that are accused of running a toddler fight club. Apparently, three employees from the Hands of Our Future daycare center in Dover, Delaware, were arrested after a cell phone video showed employees watching and encouraging 2 3-year-olds to fight each other.
But no one came on their feet, right?
Well, I haven't finished the story yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Save it for the sequel. Says,
apparently, Tiana Harris, Lisa Parker, and Stefania Myers were charged with assault, endangering the welfare of a child, reckless endangering, and conspiracy for the incident, which occurred in March and was captured on a cell phone video. In the video, police say one child can be heard crying and yelling, "He's pinching me," while one of the daycare workers responds with, "No pinching, only punching."
No.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice? Well,
you need rules.
Well, you know, yeah.
Kids need rules.
They do need rules. You know, and if the rule is punching, then just punch.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I mean, here's the thing. It's like it sort of redefines the UFC. Ultimate Fighting Children.
Yeah. Well, why didn't they throw a couple of, like, you know, roosters in there and a couple of pit bulls and make it like a mosh?
Nice. That's the season finale, I believe. That is nice. I think the first rule of Baby Fight Club is you're too young to talk about Baby Fight Club.
Yeah.
I think that's the first rule.
The thing is they all shit themselves, but at that age.
Well, then they start throwing that, you know, because kids are like monkeys. They just throw it.
Oh, is that right?
He's goofing it? Oh, you know what?
Especially if it's a baby monkey.
Then you're going to love the next story, but, you know, we won't dwell on this one too long.
I like when throwing shit reminds Drew of another story. That's always good.
Speaking of which.
Do you have kids, Marie?
I do. I have a 3-year-old.
Does he throw shit?
Yeah, he's like wiped poop. Like
where? How?
Like on me, you know, and thought it was funny.
And you loved it.
Was it funny?
I think it makes me smell better. I don't know.
You take after your dad.
Did he dig into his diaper to get it?
Like, it was a nice cupping effect. You know what I mean?
It's nice.
Did he wipe it on your feet?
No, it was my arm. Oh, you want it on the feet, don't you?
Yeah.
Dirty little
Won't you do a couple shows with us?
Oh my
Vic,
God.
Here's Vic's favorite thing to say.
To him.
We love Vic here. We love Vic. But every time Vic comes up with something like completely out of the norm that like you go, who does this? He's like, Everybody does it.
And then he goes into a story, a personal story.
This is the least amount of sexual harassment Vic has done in the first 10 minutes of a show.
I already got the
talk. I'm feeling ugly then.
I love you.
No, he's overwhelmed because there's two women here. He's not sure which way to point that harassment.
Banana's in the middle of us now.
I don't harass anyone, and I do feel like I'm in a sandwich between these two lovely
It's a freaking great sandwich to be in, isn't it?
We should do a group.
And note to self, Vic does not know what harassment means either. That's nice to know.
I think it's so hot you have a son.
Yeah, he poops on my floor too. And so do the cats. They get pissed and they're just like, yeah, me too, bitch.
He's seconds away from making that clown penis noise Drew makes when he comes. That's the noise and done.
I really like your son. I like his spirit.
See, all right, I'm going to do this next story then for Marie and for Gus because Gus loves it when, you know, in comedy, you might know this about me. I have certain pet peeves, and a poop story is one. I hate poop stories.
Really?
I hate poop stories.
Oh, it's awesome.
In comedy, I don't like it. If there's a poop story, just bugs
me. Shitty?
Would it be bad if I talked about when I pooped in my pants once right before my house?
She's serious.
Yes, you do totally it. It's kind serious. Of a turn on. I'm not sure.
It was the only time.
I think it was the voice. Like, if I don't look at you and you say that, I'm like, that was kind of
I talk about this in stand-up. I want to shit myself on a date.
Did you really? That's awful.
I got caught in a corn maze. Click it out.
Is that some kind of freaky sexual thing? What is a corn maze? Or is it an actual corn maze?
No, corn maze. Like, it was Halloween, and we thought it'd be fun, and went to the valley on Woodland Hills, and there's a corn maze, and you had those flags.
I've been to that one.
Did
it smell bad?
A sign said, careful, in danger of shitting yourself
as
you entered.
They had flags in case someone gets lost. There's, like, lifeguards sitting on these lifeguard stands, and suddenly I had a shit, and it just hit me, and I fucking took off, and you just saw my flag. I couldn't get out of the maze.
Oh, no. I couldn't get out of my car, so I was there, but it was right in front of me.
Where is this? Because it happens to everybody.
Oh, you've had everybody.
I've seen it happen.
It happens to everybody.
Have you ever done that?
I just had a kid.
Yes, in college.
And so when you have a kid, your disgusting. Stomach muscles are...
Yeah. I may do it by the end of the day.
He took a shit, too, in a date.
No, it wasn't a date. When it's a date...
Look, we're going to get back on subject, but I have to ask, how did the date react?
Well, I don't, you know...
Did you tell her?
I've kind of blocked that out, like when someone's been molested. Like, I don't really remember what...
Is she going to be posting something on Facebook? Like, I remember.
They're not Facebook friends anymore.
We have big poop date out there. Call 800-893-9562.
To me, this is the ultimate test in a relationship. If the girl will see you on a second date after you shit yourself.
I'm wondering if Marie even talked to her child after you put poop on her.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. I mean, date is again. Poop. You know what I mean? What are you going to do?
We went out again.
Really?
Seriously, I love you so much right now. You disgust me, however. You are a disgusting man.
I'm just being honest. It happens to everyone.
It's not going to happen right now, is it? Because, I mean, I know how... I have a self-control. That was right after my kid, so that's a little different.
Yeah, but
everything's all
jacked
up.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
You know, xylitol and chewing gum, it can make you shit.
What?
It's a laxative.
On command?
Because it's disgusting ingredients. That's
xylitol.
Right. Yeah.
Can make you shit on command?
What is the command for shit? Is there a command for that?
You can teach dogs to do that on command.
Really?
Go potty.
Oh,
can you teach my kid?
Yeah, then the U.S. Navy SEALs say take a break. Yeah.
Xylitol works as a laxative, and it's often in sugar-free gum.
And should not take it before entering a corn maze, apparently.
Yeah. I have wonderful breath.
Vic is one of those people that should not chew gum and walk at the same time, because it's going to have a horrible result.
Excuse me, does this corn maze have a bathroom? It's not a great question.
All right, enough with the corn maze. We're going to move on. But here's the thing. I actually feel bad bringing up this story now, because I feel we're going to go through this one fairly quickly, because... It says Johnny Brosler is accused of smearing poop stained underwear in Walter Liddell's face.
Oh, that's all right.
Unfortunately, it says when Johnny Brosler got into an argument over rent with a man who lived on the same property, he took matters into his own hands. Unfortunately, those hands were filled with poop stained underwear, which he allegedly smeared on the victim's face. The reported excrement incident started when Brosler entered...
Who wrote this article? Dr. Seuss?
I know, that was hard to say. The reported excrement incident started when Brosler entered the trailer of Walter Liddell, age 60, and demanded money to give to the landlord. Liddell, who was napping at the time, woke up and started arguing with Brosler. Things got fecally fiscal when Brosler grabbed some dirty underwear and smeared it onto Liddell's face. The underwear was full of poop, and he was trying to wipe it all over me, Liddell told the paper.
Why is he saving his underwear full of poop?
But it's the wrong guy. That's what I don't understand. The guy walks into somebody else's trailer, and you knew this shit was going to take place in a trailer, by the way.
The story's too long.
But somebody... so we already lost
that. He's a shithead.
This guy walks into someone's trailer and grabs... an underwear full of shit. Where does that come from? How do you get
trailer?
That?
It was a trailer.
Obviously, it was a trailer.
These people are trailer trash.
I don't know, but then they have one more little cute thing. It's the skid mark skirmish spilled outside and continued until a neighbor broke it up. When the cops came by, Brosler was still covered with the poop. He never
TMZ
even tried
episode.
To wash himself to get it off.
Well, if
this guy didn't want it, he was not so concerned that he wanted to wash it off his own face. You think he was that concerned about picking up the dirty underwear?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, he's comfortable with it all over.
Yeah, my advice, get a maid, okay?
Yeah, when you live in a trailer.
Or at least a non-discerning dog.
You know, maybe he's into scat or something.
Get a trash can.
With poop.
It just reminds me that...
It's just there. It's just,
get toilet paper.
Grab my collection of...
I would like to apologize to my audience for making the first 15 minutes of bad advice about poop.
I have a lot of poop in my house that I don't save it, but I have it from my kid in the trash. It's like a whole stack.
You got
like
really? The genie.
This is what I don't understand. This story makes me think of something. Mm. Like, I think that women who walk around with rape whistles are wasting their time, because if you just had some poop, I think that would send away any sex offender.
I should keep some in my bag.
Yeah.
Just carry your kitty poop in your
dirty
bag?
Dirty diaper in my bag.
I was thinking, I was walking through a bad neighborhood in Hollywood recently, and I had to go, and I was thinking, I was welcoming an attacker.
He would just stuck his hand into his pants and flung it.
I mean, basically, because he's a loaded weapon, this one.
I'm in total control. I've had 2 years of goodness.
We usually have Ron Swallow on the show and Sal, who are both like trained martial arts people. So those are like, you know, they'll protect themselves. Vic just walks around ready to fling poop.
Yeah, if I had to give advice to anyone, it would be to Vic. You take, see a doctor, because apparently this guy shits a lot.
No, first of all, I've had 2 good years.
Consecutively?
Are you bottling and trying to sell it? You've had good years?
No, I've had the last 2 years, I've not shit myself once.
That's congratulations. Is that what I'm supposed to come with?
Is there a card for that?
He
sent you an e-card, dude. Congratulations. 2 years shitless. That's well done.
Okay, maybe it's been 3. No, but
wow.
It's easy to lose track.
You know what? This is the problem. I'm honest. No one else is.
I said
Marie,
in front of my house.
Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
That's true.
Right, Vic,
here's the thing, Vic. I'm honest. I haven't done it.
I don't believe
it. No, I don't believe
it. I mean, I won't say never. You could ask my mom. I'm sure when I was little it may have happened.
It might have been. That's such a lie.
There's skid marks, at least.
You've pushed it yourself.
Have you been in my house? I'm a neat freak. That's the sort of thing that would completely freak me out.
He makes me wipe before I use the couch. It's true.
I put plastic down under us.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a choice, Drew. You act like it's a choice. No one.
It wasn't a choice.
It's not like she and I are like...
It's like being gay. Of course it's a choice.
It's not a choice for her. It's not a choice for her. It may be a choice for you.
No, it's not like I...
You went into the corn maze going, I may shit myself. I may not get out of this without a friend following.
No, I went into that corn maze not knowing what was about to hit me.
I just love that there was a corn maze.
I know. The Indians are going, that's not what we meant by maze. That's not the Indian word.
I will
shit.
Never. I fucking
you're
hate Halloween.
To corn.
Because it brings you back bad memories.
Yeah, I hate Halloween.
And you're not coming with us to Universal?
Huh?
You're not coming with us to Universal?
Oh, they will scare the shit out of you.
No, I don't think, I think you should hate a corn maze, not Halloween.
No, okay.
Vic, you should totally come with us to Universal and try not to shit on yourself.
I'd like to hang out with you guys.
But just go to the bathroom first, because they're going to try to scare the living shit out of you.
I know, and Vic is like, I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
It's not like that. It's like
they
something.
Vic
will be on the tram going, come on, you all do it.
Everyone shit themselves.
It's just going to come splat.
Shay, you shit yourself on a horse, I bet.
No, never. Never.
It could come out.
Never.
Shit on a horse?
Never. If anything, it would stay in. Never.
Yeah, yeah.
Never.
Those
never.
Tight
never.
Pants.
Yeah,
sure
I would, yeah, I would think
never.
That yeah, was, no, there's no place for it to go when you're on the horse. It's just going back.
It goes up the back.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
My prairie dog at best.
Let me ask you this, and I'm actually curious about this. I really am, by everyone here.
And then we're going
to
move on.
Okay, but real quick. Men have the luxury of being able to go number one, like behind a bush.
Oh, now we're saying number one? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. We just talked about shitting all over yourself, and now let's get...
But I've done that so much now, I've been actually tempted to go number two, behind a book. I never have.
Just because? Or
no,
because
he's got his pants in a corn maze.
Well, especially every time he sees corn. Seriously. Like, you know, any barbecue
so
or Thanksgiving, Vic is like this close.
Birthday.
You can't invite him to barbecue.
No, you can't do it.
No, or in
he's
public.
Like, I got lost in your backyard. I'm sorry. I shit in your hot tub.
I was testing something out.
First of all, these corn mazes are professionally made.
To poop.
Excuse me, where's your bathroom? You know what? Never mind.
They it's don't like, put warning signs. They didn't make say it. Something
well,
before.
I think the subliminal message is in the corn to poop.
You know what?
Actually, that's the music that's playing.
So wait, just so I'm clear, you didn't think about hiding in one of the corn stalks and just dropping trow and doing it?
No, there's kids, families, everyone's around the corn.
Okay, I mean, hold on. The corn is going to survive. The date. How did you say to the date? Oh, by the way, I think I shit myself.
I didn't say anything, but I, you know, I walked
out?
Very
you
tenderly
underwear?
To the car.
Do you wear underwear?
Yeah, do you wear underwear?
I do.
At least one pair.
Okay,
now.
So you couldn't shake it out the pants.
Shake out the pants. That's where I was going.
Oh, did it go down?
Oh, that's tough.
No, it was a full load.
Okay. It wasn't mushy.
I'm getting
you know how people blame the dog when you fart. I wonder if Vic was like, "Oh my god, I think that little kid shit himself."
You know what the truth is? You know,
so
but then you
got to
bring him home in your car.
I have two feelings right now. One is I'm never gonna get a shot at her or her. She's married.
Yeah, this
and
is
the
other
thing,
this
it
is
wasn't
what
the
happened.
Poop
I'm
story
dead
alone.
But... Forget about me.
I'm just hoping that honesty is playing.
He likes
in
that.
My favor.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping honesty is playing in my favor.
Well, here's the thing. We've had this discussion on the show before. You say you should always tell women the truth. This is a perfect example of no, you should not.
Really, I think it's good to be.
I
honest.
Think it kind of turned me on a little bit, Vic.
Really?
The honesty, right?
No, not really.
Thank you.
All right,
you.
Moving on.
That
we have
cruel.
A much happier
that was
story.
So cruel.
This next story is a happy one. It says, Jackie Hatter was arrested for offering roadside strip teases. Apparently, this was in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. A southwestern Pennsylvania woman has been jailed on charges that she was flagging down motorists and offering to take her clothes off for cash. It says that Hatter was arrested about 8:40 a.m. on Sunday and was charged with disorderly conduct and marijuana possession. Police say they were told she was stopping cars to offer the striptease in an intersection in the city about 40 miles south of Pittsburgh.
Hmm.
Now,
is there a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean,
rubbernecking? That's good rubbernecking right there. Is that not what that is? That's traffic.
When I see, if I'm in traffic, I always say I want to see a bloody corpse, you know, or
you
like
do?
Something
no,
at the end. I don't. Yeah, I want to know that I was in that traffic for a reason. But if there's some chick up ahead, tit flashing, I'm like, all right, this is, you know, I can put up with this.
So what's the issue? Is it because she was charging money for it? Or because Madonna took her clothes off for that sex book years ago, and she just stood there naked, and she didn't get arrested.
Yeah,
was
I
it
don't
an
understand.
Intersection?
Yeah. What's the story? That this person was just...
She was stopping traffic and offering to do striptease for money. I think the big problem is that it was 8:40 Sunday. I think they were like,
oh,
you know,
she was a hit.
Yeah, exactly. It's
traffic.
Like everyone's going to church, and she's like, "Hey, I'm at a little
was
snack."
Was this in Utah or something?
Yeah, you
got
to know your audience. Know your audience. 8:40
in the morning.
Yeah,
yeah. Is 8:40 too early to strip?
No, because no. Church is at 9. So
I love
I'm cool
morning
with that.
Strip. I love morning strip.
Morning strip is good.
Yeah.
All right.
So, anytime.
Do we applaud this one? We approve?
Yeah. Approve. Yeah.
Know your
I
audience. Sunday's a bad
brought,
day.
Yeah,
I was
she just
brought
chose
the news
the wrong
story
day.
Stack. I mean, that's just a normal...
Did she poop on the sidewalk, too?
the funny thing is, one driver came up, rolled down the window, jerked off on her feet.
We can wrap this. We can tie this all together.
Goes full circle.
All right, so the advice here is leave this poor woman alone. Just, you know, yeah. I'd say you just put up a pole in the intersection and, you know...
She probably got busted because of the weed, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. It makes me think that I wish, AAA, they stripped when you came over.
Really?
You know,
have you
not
seen
the, not the guy that came in charge and changed my tire. I mean, I saw some butt crack, and that was more than enough.
You could put her in the Venice Circle so they could just drive around all day.
For you, Drew. When somebody bends over and you know you're going to see crack, do you look?
Yes.
Who is it?
If it's a guy, plumber, hairy, whatever.
No, I try and avert my eyes.
No, but even though you know you don't want to see it, there's this curiosity. You just got to look still, right?
Yeah.
No?
Really? But a butthole is kind of, I mean, that little crack is kind of
the
like...
A little crinkly penny?
It's
is
like
that
a
what
person.
You're talking about?
It's like a person. You want to see what the person...
If it winks at you. I was once in a strip club
winks at you,
years ago,
close,
and it was a really kind of seedy
curiosity,
strip club.
Right?
And I'm sitting there with the other two comics, and this stripper bends over in front of us. Mm-hmm. And I had never seen this before. She actually made her butthole wink. It went like...
Again
noise.
With the noises, dude.
I don't know.
In my head, I hear noises that accompany whatever it is I see. You don't?
No, assholes don't make noises to me. And when they do, it's back to the previous story.
Like if I see a really big fat person walking, I hear You know, I hear that. But no, this little the butthole.
Skinny
just
people
went,
make like a just like little bones squeaky clapping. Like,
yeah. My caveman mind, if I see a crack, if it's man, woman, child.
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Finish, yeah, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
You
finish.
Just cross the line.
Yeah,
no,
right?
No, I'll strike that. Forget man. No. Forget child.
He's got no, boundaries.
Forget the child. I do have boundaries. No. But a man or woman, if I see a crack, my caveman mind, I want to see its skin.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
I want to see what's, like, if there's anything growing out of it. You know what I mean?
I also watch in fascination because sometimes I'm amazed at how much crack they're showing.
That's my point.
You have to know. Yeah.
Point.
At some point,
now if it's a woman, I'm always like, oh yeah, I gotta, you know.
But I feel when my pants are hanging.
That's
off
what I'm saying. You should be like, you know what? It wasn't this breezy on my ass
or something.
A little bit ago.
Like
I went to have my car washed the other day. I was in Laguna and this guy who was the owner of the shop went to go check something and he literally bent over in front of me and like this much crack was showing. And I'm thinking, really?
For our listeners.
Did you swipe the credit card?
Shay's hands were about 3 feet apart right then.
Really?
Like the biggest
he doesn't
ass
know.
Ever.
He doesn't know
you
it's
don't
hanging.
You feel the wind.
You don't know that your board shorts are like hanging way down. And if you bend down right in front, I was just
he
thinking.
He thinks that's sexy, honestly.
Strong anus breeze going on.
I think they have like
but do
a.
You ladies, do you. Enjoy a man's crack.
I get nothing out of it. See, we don't like to put anything in anywhere, so we get nothing out of that. You understand?
I don't like it when it's hairy.
Yeah,
I find it like a little animal when it's hairy.
I bleach. Does anyone else?
It looks like a little creature when it's hairy. It's kind of fascinating to look at. I bet yours is like a little monster.
It's almost like Alien, you know, a little
it's
head comes out.
Out of its crack.
It looks like a muffin. It looks like, you know, like a bran muffin.
A little muffin.
Muffin
top. Oh, there goes breakfast. Oh, it's fucked up.
Nick, we still love you. We really do.
Seriously.
You guys want to see my crack? Later.
I'll show it to you right now.
He will. Don't say yes.
I'll bend over right now.
I want to see.
This is the
I'll
creepiest Ewok striptease thing I've ever seen.
I can't see. Move over.
This is wait, no hate yet.
For
not,
our listeners,
so
we are going to post a picture of this crack on our website.
Going on Twitter.
Oh.
All right, we got one more story before we move on to questions.
It's not hairy. It's not hairy at all.
This one. All right, we're going to move on. Ready?
Yeah.
Hakina. I love the name here. Hakina Tinakwa Alston.
Mesopotamia, get your ass in this house.
Right? Clearly a white woman from Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Hakina Tinakwa Alston bit a woman's breast. This happened in South Carolina. Apparently, this South Carolina woman admitted that she bit another woman on the breast in a bizarre attack that left the other woman hospitalized. The alleged breast biter, Hakina Tinakwa Alston, age 23 of Myrtle Beach, told the cops that the victim just randomly got out of a car and, according to her, bum rushed her.
What does that mean?
Bum rusher just runs right at you going, yeah, I'm going to get
just
you.
Just attacks you.
Yeah. So for no reason. Now, it says, Alston said that she bit the unidentified woman's breast about 11 p.m. after the victim attacked her and sat on top of her. The woman reportedly, the two women reportedly have an ongoing feud stemming from an incident 2 years ago, although police did not give details about the disagreement. What I like most about this story, if this woman still has a MySpace page.
Which one? The tit biter or the tit biter? Yeah.
Her MySpace page notes that she is a mother of two who don't give no fuck.
Well, there you go.
And the other quote on her page
obviously
says,
highly educated.
She says, Kina is who bitches die to be.
I don't die to be
Ricky
her.
Lake.
I can honestly say.
Apparently there were two children left behind.
I hope it was worth biting that titty.
I have to say, though, it's a lot more sexier than that flesh-eating face guy. You know, like
we got another
go
one of those,
with.
Too, this week.
How do you get in a position where somebody manages to bite your boobie? How does that happen?
Well, if you just look to your left for about 10 seconds.
I know, it happens to me all the time.
I wish the quote that you read from the woman about not giving no fuck, I wish she had a lawyer that would have had to read that statement out loud. That would have been great.
In court to the judge. Oh,
yeah. How do you plead? Kina
don't give no fuck.
Your Honor.
I bite the titty and that's that.
And yo, bitches want to be just like me.
Right, exactly.
How did it resolve itself? I mean, what was the point of that?
She's in jail.
Oh. Okay. Like, did she take a chunk out or was it just like a bite? Because, you know.
Is there a limit? Like, did they test how much tit was bitten off to see how much time you
was
get?
Was there a nipple involved?
Like, oh, yeah, sure you bit the nipple off. That's tough.
That's an extra 10 years.
Just mean.
At least, yes.
I hope there was some nipple involved.
I don't know. I mean,
this story turns me on. I'm going to be honest.
I bet it does.
I'm still trying to recover from Vic's crack about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, I'll leave it up to you guys. Should we do one more quick story to go to the questions? Because we got a lot of questions.
Oh, I've got a lot of questions.
Because I have a story about a guy who was gnawing on a woman's face.
No, that's enough.
I'm good.
All right, we'll go without the face gnawing. All right. If you do have extra questions, you can send them in to the Facebook page or call us 800-893-9562. We'll get started with some of our questions. And here we go. It says, we'll start with this one. This one comes from Paula in Riverside. Paula wrote in and says, my husband and I have a beautiful 6-year-old girl. He wants to enter her in beauty pageants. I'm against it. I don't want her growing up thinking she can get by on just her looks. Should we do it or no?
Do you have a picture?
No.
Yeah, let us be the judge of how beautiful she is.
It depends.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Every parent thinks their kid's beautiful.
Yeah, and then you see him and you're like,
maybe the mom is just, you know, being the honest one. Maybe the husband's like, oh, what a beautiful daughter. And she's like,
it does not matter.
It depends.
Matter.
You know, it depends. I'll tell you why. If everybody wins, then it's dumb. They should be in a competition where some kids lose.
Exactly.
And it teaches you a little bit about life. I hate those competitions where everybody wins and everybody comes home with a damn medal.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Oh,
they do that in America, not in Canada.
No, it's ridiculous.
Let her lose and go, oh, I got to work hard. Yeah. And the beauty competition better be like about all kinds of other things, too.
We may have a call.
I have one thing to say to her. Yes, if there is a bathing suit competition.
Vic, you're going
they have to have a talent.
No, it's a horrible idea.
Talent, like dance or play piano or sing.
The whole concept is horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
All we need is another...
That baby boo boo or honey boo boo child.
I would never have my child in a
We don't need any more dance mom shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I think you should do is if you want to put your child in a beauty pageant, you should put a mural of JonBenet Ramsey on your wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And win the lottery because that stuff is expensive to get those kids.
How do you know?
Tell your husband to go condom shopping with your 6-year-old.
I would say take that money you would put her in a pageant with and send her to science camp.
No, we do have a caller. God. Okay, hold on, guys. We got a caller. Caller, you there?
I agree with you.
Yeah, I am a caller, and I'm here.
Nice. Thank you for calling. Who do we have?
No problem at all. My name's Wade. I'm in Florida.
Wade. Nice. Calling from Florida. Man, it is hot as balls here. What's it like in Florida?
It's humid as balls here, although, I don't know. It kind of makes it sound like I spend a lot of time around ball humidity, and I don't really want to admit to that.
What city are you in?
Just outside Orlando, a little northeast of Orlando, actually. Mm. So, the question, and I don't know if you can give me good or bad advice on this, but I recently obtained some rabbits, and they were supposed to be female, and they were getting along just fine in the cage till one day, actually when I let them out of the cage, this occurred, one of them decided to start humping the other, so... I grabbed the rabbit, flipped it over, and there was a full quarter inch of raging erect penile tumescence staring at me.
Oh my God, it's so long.
Tumescence description.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard a rabbit penis described in such detail.
Vic is turned on.
Vic wants to see the picture.
He wants the rabbit.
So now you have one male and one female, or is it two men?
No, see, it gets worse. See, then I got another one, which turned out to be male. The problem that I have now is any time that first male that I described gets near either of the others, he tries to fuck them. And he's really young and he's not that smart. The first time he went after the other male, he was like trying to kidney fuck
him. I have an answer.
Somewhere on the
side.
See,
the interesting thing is your rabbits sound a lot to me like Vic. So I'm going to let Vic give you the first piece of advice.
Okay, Wade, first of all, I think you're pathetic.
Okay.
Why are you having rabbits? What kind of man are you?
Now, this is from the guy who couldn't hang onto it in the corn maze, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Exactly right.
Nice.
He's the one who said poops in his pants.
So we're all on the same level of who's talking about what here. Go ahead. Yeah, so I'm pathetic and I've got my rabbits humping.
Hey, listen, you called me, buddy. you said you wanted advice, so listen up.
All right.
Listen up. Listen closely. Put your head close to the phone. First of all, that male rabbit, just let it go. What rabbits are like $2. Are we really listening to this?
It's like attached to the rabbit. It could be a cool
just
rabbit.
Just fucking let it go in a field and get a real pet.
Is you know, it not a cornfield?
You're so lame.
These are pets? Or are you cooking
you can have
things?
Rabbits.
No, I like rabbits.
But wait, it's not even a pet.
Rabbits are cool.
Well, rabbits are cool, but is this a pet or are you cooking this stuff? What's going on?
They're pets.
They're pets. And so you don't want more
now,
pets.
All three of them. I actually cook for them.
Do you have kids? Are there kids in the house? Are these like the kids' pets?
They are the kids' pets. The kids... It's a divorce situation, so the kids come over and visit the rabbits. And
okay, I have a suggestion
for you. Oh, it's bribery
you.
Pets.
Mm-hmm. Wait, yeah. Are you
exactly.
a religious man? Are you a religious man?
Not terribly.
Then why do you care if this rabbit fucks anything in its cage?
Because he doesn't want more
because
rabbits.
Because I don't want other rabbits.
Put the two males together and be done. And the reason why rabbit one is screwing rabbit two in the kidneys is because he's pubescent and they don't haven't figured it out together yet.
I have a better suggestion for you, Wade. All right, here's what you do. Every night before you go to sleep, you jerk that rabbit off.
I think you're like,
seriously. It's you're the boss in the house.
Have it fixed.
So you get that rabbit to the point where it just wants to lay down and go to sleep.
Have it fixed.
Wait a minute.
Can
maybe,
you teach
maybe
the rabbit
a webcam
anal?
Business here.
What's that?
Maybe there's a webcam business here that you're suggesting.
There you go.
You could put it on YouTube.
We jerk my rabbit off for profit. Yeah. For fun and profit.
You know what? I guarantee you there's somebody that's going to want to watch.
teach the rabbit anal, you're fine. Everybody's happy.
Does he have a doll collection? Do you have a doll collection?
Now we're getting a little out of hand.
Hey, that was my advice. But wait, before I let you go, did you want to chime in on this thing? What do you think? Should the woman and the husband put their kid in a beauty pageant or no?
I think I'm not quite sure what happens, but when you call in, there's a delay. So I lost half of that story.
Oh, well, it's the husband and wife, the husband says they have a beautiful 6-year-old girl and he wants to enter in the little kitty beauty pageants, but the wife's against it.
Well, I don't know. First, you got JonBenet Ramsey comes immediately to mind.
That's what I said. You should paint a mural of her on the wall just to remind you what happened.
You're asking advice from a guy who's going to jerk off a rabbit.
That's a good point.
Tierra's thing. I mean, quite frankly, I understand how pedophiles are born from watching that show because they basically take 2-year-olds and make them look like the hottest, nearly 18-year-old you ever saw. Just don't look at their height, and
you've exposed yourself.
Right. Going back to that.
You got to be careful. You're turning Vic on right now.
No, I'm not. I'm repulsed. I find this guy infuriating.
I'm depressed.
All right, well, listen, Wade, we got to move on. I'm going to let you go, but thanks for calling, man. Good luck with the rabbits.
Right,
thanks for the call.
Talk to you another week.
See you. Bye.
I think the man in that story, the husband, is a pedophile. Because why is he like saying, oh, yeah, our 6-year-old daughter, let's put her into a beauty pageant? Shouldn't it be the woman's idea coming up with this? The husband's like, yeah, we're going to do this. He's like thinking and envisioning his daughter all dressed up looking like an 18-year-old.
She should ask her husband, pick which one of your friends you would like our daughter to fuck in a couple of years, because that's what's going to happen when you start dressing
your
daughter.
Oh, that's a fine piece of advice. That's a good one. We'll move on from there.
I'm glad I have a boy.
What here's answers. One. This is an interesting question. This one came from Robert in Sylmar. Robert wrote in and says, my 60-year-old mother just asked me what a queef is. How do you explain a queef to your mother?
Just tell her that it's like...
Queen LaQueefa, the artist, the rap artist?
Exactly.
What did she think her vagina was deflating until she was 70? How is that possible?
Is a queef like a more recent term that has come up with?
I think it is, because I had never heard of it before, like a couple of years ago.
I didn't know what a queef was when I was little.
I don't even know.
You
think
are
it's
a queef.
Yeah, I know, because you like
those
sounds.
Let's hear your best queef sound.
Yeah.
Huh. I do a lot of impressions and I don't know if I can do a queef.
Can you do a British queef?
I'm just
it's a British queef.
British queef.
He's trying. You should see him purse his face up against the mic. Drew is trying.
What is that, a mouse?
No, I can tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like
it's like a little squeaky air sound.
Boy, Vic has like seen everything, done everything, had everything.
Vic dated a queef for 3 months.
It was just the queef.
I love the vagina so much. I really do. And I've shared this before that I love everything it does. I love every sound it makes. I love everything that comes out of it. And I have no problem with queefs. I'd suck one down right now.
Vic often tries to wear a vagina as a hat.
No, it's the truth. I swear to God. I don't even know why it's a problem.
I really hope
women
you're
have
safe.
A problem
okay,
with
then,
the vagina.
You're reincarnated as a woman.
Advice for Robert then is, Robert, you have your mother call in and Vic is going to explain to her the merits of the vagina and all things associated therein.
I think that's
and
best.
Don't forget, and how good he
oh,
is.
Oh, don't even start with
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
I am very good.
I'm scared for the mother.
Okay, here's our next question. This one comes, this says, I was nude sunbathing and I fell asleep. I seriously burned my penis. The redness has faded, but now it just looks all leathery and discolored. True. Is there any way I can get it back to its former glory?
Oh, yeah.
Men in Los
Jojoba
Feliz.
Oil. Jojoba oil.
Jojoba oil.
Jojoba.
What is this guy's name? Wallet cock? What is wallet cock?
The
just
only thing...
The same thing that I do to make my dick the perfect size. You turn the lights out. Mm-hmm. That's
well, he
it.
Needs
done.
To exfoliate it.
I think he needs laser therapy.
It's going to...
See, that's something I am not doing. At no point can there be anything going on in my life on my genitalia and someone go, the answer is with a laser.
Yeah, no, I don't like
why
that.
Why was he just letting it all hang out anyway? Isn't your junk, like, precious?
Well, why did just minus. That burn? Like, is everything else fine and he just oiled up his goods? Like, what?
Well, it's probably more... I'm assuming it's, like, more thin-skinned and more sensitive.
Right.
Like, so I would think mine would burn more
just from
than
your
the rest
dick burning,
of me.
Your dick burning experiments?
Put cream on it and wrap it in saran wrap.
Like, what's the thing that tells time, you know?
Hourglass?
Sundial.
No, a sundial. Mm. I won't use mine as a sundial.
I always.
You know what it's telling me? He has no hair on his balls or his penis because he probably shaved it all off.
Well, there you go.
Why is that a problem? Why is that? You
it's not
that
a problem. Yeah. I'm being
just
makes
it look like Pinocchio.
About it.
Mm-hmm. He should get a small hat for his penis, and that's fine. He's good.
Yeah.
I think this guy, again, we've got a lot of morons today.
Yeah.
I
mean,
have you ever listened to the show? That's why I'm always surprised every time Vic is like, this person's an idiot. Vic. It's 100% of our people.
But Vic is also the only person to talk about multiple times shitting himself.
I know. It's like,
and then
the
back, this guy's an
I'm not a young kid. I mean, you know what? Over life, things happen.
You know what? Yeah, I just have to say.
He's got a burned penis.
I just need to say, Vic is really upset by this because he keeps slamming his banana on the table.
Know,
it's
going to
be so bruised by
metaphor?
The time
Is
you're
that
done.
A metaphor for
no,
something?
It's squishy.
It's all mushy now.
Oh, my God. This is like.
Oh, he has an actual banana.
Are you about to say Vic has a firm banana?
I didn't know he actually had a banana.
For a while
too.
There, I think he had a firm banana, but now it's kind of squishy.
Need some Viagra.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
jojoba oil.
Sorry, banana. Oh, he split it. No,
oh,
it came out.
Oh, now stop. Now
eat it. Eat it.
Aim
Vic.
For the feet. Aim for the
yeah,
feet.
Oh, here we go. Vic is sucking down a banana.
So dirty.
Seriously.
Vic loves himself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Really, we've got a studio full of people, two beautiful girls, and we have a guy eating the banana.
Oh,
what is wrong with
it.
Our lives,
seriously,
Gus? I ask
it
you.
It opened in a different way. It's
seriously,
not the right kind of banana for the girls.
Right now, suicide is not good enough for me right now.
Vic, your mother would be proud.
Oh, can somebody pass me a pen so I can jab out my eye?
I just went down on this banana.
I know. Oh, I got a picture of it.
I know,
you're
and you
so
got
screwed.
Some on your nose.
Oh, God.
We'll be posting this on our website for the
posting
oh God.
Video.
Seriously, Vic?
Oh my God, you are the seventh grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's all over his beard.
Oh,
right now,
Lord.
for our listeners,
spitting it out.
Face looks like he has been the recipient of a gangbang.
Seriously.
All right?
I don't know what any
seriously,
woman has
Vic
like
is
bananas.
Doing his best Bukkake impression right now.
If I puked in a bag of shit, that would be less gross than what I'm looking at right now.
I'm trying
now.
To impress the ladies about how I go down.
I tell you, it's
how could they
this
not
is what
be
it's
impressed?
Like.
It's so hot seeing all that smushy banana.
This is what
off
it's
beard.
Like, Shay.
Shay, run.
Are you trying to hit on me?
Yes, I am.
My God. With the stuff smashed
I'm
on
taking
his
you to
face.
The corn maze. We'll be done.
This is what it's like. This is what I will look like at the end.
Oh, my God.
And you guys are going to wonder why he
I
brought a banana with him.
Oh, my God.
Squish everywhere.
Like
all right, guys, we
good?
Have lost.
Did I do good?
How big is this person you're with, by the way, with the hair?
It's like Vic is going down on the Jolly Green Giant.
What the hell
is right
that?
Here.
Oh, you know what
Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, and then I do this.
Seriously.
It's in your nose.
I savor it. I do.
First
in
of all,
your
I don't
nose.
Know any woman that's going to like have chunks.
Really, unless there's like a yeast infection.
I mean, what woman are you going down
well,
on?
Well, like once she takes her out of the freezer, there's usually some kind of curdling.
I like it messy.
Curdling.
I like it messy.
Messy is and sick
it's
are
not
two
yogurt
different things.
Down there.
I know.
It's like cottage cheese.
Yeah. Vic is like, it's yogurt with chunky fruit. It's like.
Jesus. Now he can't even touch anything.
Seriously. I honestly may go don't 20, 30 years without eating a fucking banana ever again. that is the worst thing I've ever. I used to like bananas and now it's all fucked up.
I think I'm feeling a little embarrassed because I was doing that to try and impress the ladies and I don't think I did.
Come sit next to me, girl.
I think
Marie is leaving.
No. I just want to go get my phone because I want to take a picture and tweet this disgustingness.
All right. Well, okay. So we'll move on from the penis story. Here we go. This one says, our youngest child is set to go to college next year. We have raised three kids, and this will be the first time in a long time that it will just be me and the wife in the house. She's already started hinting about wanting another baby. How do I convince her this is not a good idea? This is from Sammy in Margate, New Jersey.
Wait, I'm confused. She wants another kid and he doesn't?
Yeah, their oldest kid. They've raised three kids, and the oldest one goes to college next year, and so it's just going to be him and the wife in the house. And now the wife is already starting to feel like, kids are growing up.
Empty pushing
nest.
40.
I want another baby.
She's stupid.
He might want to tell her that she's going to be 60 when the next one goes to college.
Yeah, and you know what? Why do you live your life? You know what I mean?
Get a dog. She doesn't have a goal in her life, and so she needs to have an excuse of something to be busy with, so she doesn't need to go. Wait, I'm not doing anything. I need to.
Okay, but you guys aren't helping him. He's wanting to know what he can do about it.
Let me ask you. What's
get
his
a vasectomy?
What's
Sammy,
his name?
Sammy and Margaret.
Sammy, listen up.
Sammy.
Listen, here's the deal. Your wife doesn't really love you.
It's true. She loves the children.
Right. So, yeah. You have always been a second-class citizen.
He's a sperm bank.
He's a sperm bank.
And yes, you are a sperm provider, and it will only continue. So what I think you need to do is to either break up immediately, or you need to go to couples counseling. Because listen, I know you are not respected. You are diminished incredibly as a man.
Okay,
and
well,
she could give a crap
two things.
About you.
I got two things about this. One is, whatever the hell Vic just said, he got banana all over the fucking place.
So
you're grossing
everywhere.
Me out.
I was like,
take your anger
high chair.
In a different direction. I feel like I'm at a Gallagher concert.
I like Shay's body language.
Second of all, everything else you said about this guy puts him on par with every other dad in America, by
that's
the way.
That's true. I don't like it.
Okay, right, so that's a lot
truth.
Of couple
if
counseling,
he does,
dude.
If he doesn't put out, she's going to get screwed by somebody else and get her damn baby, so he better do it.
No, this is that's why you do something else. Look,
my grandma.
I know that you're supposed to reserve pushing a woman down the stairs until after she's pregnant, but there in this go. Case, you might want to consider it first. Either that or, you know, get like... you know, some crazy glue or something. Sort of a snatch latch.
That's nice. True, you remember my grandmother's advice.
Or you can use Ken August's, you know, grandmother's advice, which is she can't get pregnant if you put it in the pooper.
There you go. It's nice. Yeah.
Or you know what? There's an inoculation that a man can take to make him not fertile. You can just get an injection and he can say, babe, I'm trying. And they can practice a lot and she just never gets pregnant.
Oh, that's a good.
Here's what I. Here's, that's just, a good point, and here's the thing that Gus said that I think.
Put some cork in there.
He's really. What he said was actually brilliant, and I'm curious if the lady to my right has this problem. Do you put your son ahead of your husband?
Hmm. Ooh, that's a yes.
Yes.
Yeah, at times, but you know, I mean, because he's little, he doesn't.
Your
know,
husband?
Both of them. They're actually the mentality is the same. But no, not all the time. I mean, like, we have our date night. I make sure we have once a week a date
once
night.
A week.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know.
It's expensive.
Okay. Do you blow dry your hair and go the whole nine yards for date night, or you just do
dry
hair?
Oh, no, I look hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't give
you
up.
You look hot right now. Yeah. I could only imagine.
I didn't let that kid, you know, take
I'm
away
not into
my
women,
womanhood.
But you, girl.
Mm-hmm. I know. You know what? You make me want to dabble. I'll tell you right now.
You see, that's going on. Yeah, Vic ain't the banana.
I'm looking at Vic, but
I do nothing but the best shows. Yeah.
But Shay, honestly, if you and I were to get together and procreate, would I still be number one?
Yes, because I'm very much
Vic,
into
you
my
are
man.
Number two. I am sorry.
I'm very much into
I don't know
man.
If there'd
I
be
like
anything
to
pro about that, by the way. There's nothing pro about you doing that, by
no,
the way.
Also, I don't
if
think
we
it's healthy
date,
for the kids.
You would feel like a god. That's what I like. How I like to treat my man.
And you would be a goddess.
Are you guys really? You guys going to have this standoff?
You'd be my top banana.
All right, listen, enough with the love
He's
fest.
He's got banana all over his nose.
I know, but you know, I had a little thing for you, but Vic, with the banana smear all over, I'm like,
well, little things about
that's
the right
dedication.
Size.
I was trying to give you a preview.
All right.
I know, but that's between us, not the whole studio.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move
mistake.
On.
That's why we're talking.
The final piece of advice here, I think, for that last question is, listen, you've been with this woman a while. You've had three kids. You've had enough sex. Just stop it. It's disgusting at this point.
There it is. There.
All right. Now we'll move on. This one is an important one. This one comes from Leo in Queens. Leo wrote in and says, My wife has asked me to be more kinky in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. What do I do?
Borrow my outfits.
Says, I don't want to disappoint her, but I don't want to get too weird either. I'm not even sure I know what kinky includes.
We have an answer.
I got it. I got it.
All right.
Start off small with handcuffs. That's the first step. You know, get yourself a good set of handcuffs. Make sure you have a duplicate set of keys because you don't want to get locked. And, you know,
that's a good idea.
I see that's happened before. Yeah. Care to elaborate?
Mm-hmm. No, it hasn't happened to me because I'm smart. Man, these people are stupid.
So. She does still have a body in her trunk, however. Mm-hmm, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying,
what's your fantasy, girly?
Mine or hers?
Yours.
You know, I've played dress up, you know, like where you...
Like what?
Like role play?
Oh, yeah. Like this white trash girl, you know, Bobby Sue. He loves that. Put a blonde wig on.
No, he likes white trash?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend, because I like the blonde thing. She bought a wig, you know, blonde wig. I don't know if I shared this here, but the whole time I just felt like I was having sex with an Orthodox woman going through chemo.
We gotta get a good wig. You know what I mean? And some short shorts.
Turn me on. I am an excellent role player. I am the best. And I can't share my scenarios because they're too private. And as Shay has said, some things should be
good. Wait,
you know what? He's best at role playing? Any of the Lord of the Rings, if you need like an elf.
Or Gollum. He can play Gollum really well.
I'm just fucking with your mind. You set yourself up for that one.
Let me take your precious.
Yeah,
I go like down a on banana. Your precious.
Today you're going to play the extra guy in the room while somebody else
right
sleeps
now
with your girlfriend.
Have your fun. Take your cheap shots because I, you know, I'm a little man of shorter stature.
You are huge to me.
That's not true.
I
either.
Think so too. I'm short. Whatever. Good things come in small packages. Plus, they can
sometimes
spin us.
Sometimes.
I love role playing so much. A girl once said, "Can I just be me?" And I'm like, no.
So, okay, I mean, what do you think? Yeah, I mean, you don't have to worry too much. Like, that's the great thing about kinky is you don't have to worry. I mean, you're only going too far if there's like farm animals involved.
Oh, well, there goes my plan.
You do have to tread lightly because if you open...
What's wrong with that?
Farm animals?
I'm not saying do it with a farm animal, but...
Just having him in the room, like for atmosphere?
Yeah.
No, nothing wrong with that.
For atmosphere? Like what? Sometimes. Oh, hold on. I would love to have sex, but let me get a giraffe cruising through the background for a moment.
I do think, look, it would be negative.
That would be pretty wild, actually.
You know what? I take it back. You are correct.
It would be bad, though, if you had, like, sheep or goats, because you'd constantly think you were being poorly reviewed, like, bad.
No, but I have a fetish. I want to do it in my horse's stall or tack room or something.
Yep. You just name the day. You just...
Well, remember that guy that died?
Seriously,
like,
I'll try not to make the horse jealous.
Alexander the Tsar, where she tried to do a horse. I'm not saying bestiality. I'm just,
You're not saying not bestiality.
Yeah, we don't really know what you're saying.
What if I just put a horse's
you're
head
pushing
on?
Pushing right up against bestiality.
Hey, yeah, she's being honest, guys. Go easy.
I would love to do it with my dog in the bed.
Ooh.
Just, you know, little...
You haven't done that?
I've been single for a while.
You want to do it with your dog in bed?
This not is why like my dog in the bed at the same time and not wake her up. Like, try to be quiet, you know?
Do it too.
Again, I'm going to come with the same advice. Name the day.
So wait, you did it with Parker in the bed?
Yeah.
Parker loved it.
What did Parker do? Did she like think you were wrestling and whine?
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes she is. What's funny
is
she'll
stick
her nose like right down in there.
Oh yeah, she will. That's why I come over to your house.
I find it cool and refreshing.
there's a reason I come over quite often, by the way. Good dog.
It's a great dog.
Ew.
By the way, that dog can also plow through a banana, by the way. Like nobody's business.
Okay. All right. Well, our next question then. This one comes from Patrick in West Hollywood. Patrick says, "It is my best friend's birthday soon, and he's turning 40. I want to play some kind of practical joke on him, and I need a really good one. Any suggestions?" Anyone ever done a good practical joke on somebody? You can help.
Not? I told a girlfriend once, like, I called her up, and I was like, "Oh, my God, you never believe this. I won the lottery." You know, like, I really played it up really well. And she was so excited. I was like, "I'm going to give you so much money."
That's actually good. I did that in Hebrew school when I was an Aleph. My first year.
Really? What's an Aleph? What's an Aleph?
Kita Aleph, first grade.
Yeah, I did the, I made the...
First base.
I said, "Hey, I took this." I go, "These are my parents. This is a ticket my parents have, and I think it's a winner." You know, and I matched. I like faked it out so it looked like it matched the newspaper thing. And the teacher's like, oh my God, we could take you right to the principal.
That's genius.
That's nice. Well,
we worked on a TV show together, Gus and I, and we played practical jokes on like different crew members. Mm-hmm. And he did that. He went out and bought fake lottery
you
tickets.
Yeah,
he
got
this guy that he won like $25,000.
$50,000.
$50,000?
$50,000 he won. And then when you read the fine print, like fourth line down says, redeemable at your mama's house. you got to get down there.
That's
but.
Awesome.
Now, I'm going to actually help this guy. Patrick, I don't normally give good advice, but I'm going to help you here because I did this exact practical joke to my best friend. My best friend, Ron, who listens to the show, is born on April Fool's. So we've always played practical jokes on each other. Well, when he turned 30...
He should lie about his birthday. Anyway.
Yeah, when he turned 30...
I was married on April 4th.
We used to fuck with each other all the time. So for his 30th birthday, we lived in the Bay Area at the time. I called every Alzheimer's research center, Depends Undergarments, you know, Viagra type thing, anything I could. And I'm like, send information on your products or facilities to Ron Cohen at this address. And then I called several retirement homes in the Bay Area and said, listen, my grandfather's like 90 years old and he can no longer live on his own, but he refuses to even consider a home. Do you have counselors they can call? Like, yeah, we have people that, you know, call and talk to people. I said, yeah, but here's the thing. He insists when you talk to him that he's only 30. So I'm like, oh no, we deal with that all the time. So for about a week, every day he's getting calls from people going, Mr. Cohen, this is Shady Pines. He's like, I'm only 30. Of course you are.
Oh my God, it's terrorizing.
That's great. So I highly recommend that. And I allow you, Patrick, to go ahead and use that one this week.
Does right. anybody still send like pizzas and like Chinese food to people's houses for fun?
That's like a phony phone call, I guess, more than a prank though, isn't it? Well, I guess not. It's both. Call.
I don't like this guy.
You don't like anybody except for me and Shane.
I know. You don't like anyone that doesn't have breasts that you can immediately see.
No, because the guy, you know what? You're so, what's his name?
Patrick?
Patrick, you're so lazy. Come up with your own ideas. You know, this is an advice show. You know, you got problems.
It's an advice show and he asks for advice. No,
but this don't come to an advice show and ask questions, you idiot.
No, ask about your wife or your, you know, you want your kid in a beauty, like that kind of stuff. To call and ask, to use us for your creativity.
I know.
I don't like.
Sad.
I think that Vic is on his cycle.
Yeah.
Vic could be on his period right now.
Yes. I am even more grossed out than I was.
It might be true that I am.
I did thought I said, when he showed
cycles.
His ass crack. I did thought I.
Hey Maria,
I thought I saw a little bit of string hanging out.
Seriously.
I wish I did. I know I'm a terrible mother.
Seriously,
well, listen, guys. I hate
think
to say
have to
this.
Clean up after
I could do this.
Oh, do that.
Nice. Well, listen, guys. We only got 50 seconds, so I'm afraid we are going to have to prepare to wrap this up. I want to say goodbye and thank everyone for being here. Shay, your website.
ShayUval.com.
Make sure. Now, Shay is like a dog whisperer. She's amazing with all your pet questions. So go to her for any pet questions you need. She's fantastic. Marie, what do you got coming up real quick?
I got a new show on Nick Mom. It's a new network and it's called Night Out. And I perform my stuff about my kid. And you can Twitter me, Marie Del Prete. That's MarieDelPrete.
Very nice.
I like
Vic,
that.
What do you got?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can just come visit my website, viccohen.com. And I'm working on a show that's going to be out on NBC.
You want to give the name of it?
Do they need a horse rider?
Real quick. We got 10 seconds?
TBD. It's coming out in November. I'll let you know.
Okay. More. And Ken August, every Sunday, 4 to 5, the weekly wrap-up. My name's Drew Marks. I'm the host of Bad Advice. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.